Hi there, folks. Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing in, the online business podcast center. Hello and welcome. Thanks for stopping by to have a listen to today's quick tip. Now, this week we've been talking about joint venture marketing and the massive benefits and the back-end profits and how we can use relationship marketing and endorsement offers more so than just, hey, let's send out a quick letter and chuck my affiliate link in there and yep, she'll be right, mate. You know, there's a whole lot more to it than that. Absolutely. So let me just give you a few ideas as reasons why you might, you know, send out a letter to your customers. See, here's the thing. You don't have to wait till someone even contacts you with a joint venture. You can go looking for them if you're the one with the database. Because, of course, you have the database and you have possibly products, and both of those are assets that can be used in different ways. So here's just a few ideas that you might like to use or consider when approaching your marketplace with a reason why you're making some, you know, special endorsement of somebody else's product or service. Imagine that. You say to them, hey, I've just discovered the most incredible blah, 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 whatever it is in your marketplace. I'm going to reserve myself from throwing in ideas here from my own, you know, online business marketplace, because that may not be yours. How about this one? I've just picked up and learned an incredibly secret method to be able to ... What goes in there? By the way, since my friend is just getting off the ground, he wanted to make available to you and blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. How about this one? This is the most incredible way for you to be able to get started in ... You know, if you've got your customers and they like your product or service, would you agree with me that perhaps from time to time they also purchase other products and services that may be related but not exactly the same or even close to what you're offering? Of course. Well, when a new product comes along, it would only be fair to tell you and to tell your customers about it before the rest of the world learns. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't that be just a nice headline to a letter? It's only fair that I tell you about this before everyone catches on. You know, I would feel be remiss if I didn't give you the first opportunity to try this out. So you've got the new thing going in there. The number of approaches are literally unlimited. You know, and honestly, when I sit down to it, I can't think of a single business that couldn't make money, more money, by properly utilizing their own customer base and endorsing quality products or services. Do you even need a reason? Well, I guess the reason is the introduction, and you don't want to bombard them. But just look at the various opportunities that you've got throughout the year. Mother's Day, Father's Day. You've got your country's National Day. There's such and such a local holiday. There's Christmas. You know, birthdays, probably a little bit more difficult because they're going to be scratched up. But how about your birthday? How about your cat's birthday? How about your dog's birthday? Your business's birthday? All these different reasons, or so-and-so launches a new product, or so-and-so rewrites the product, or so-and-so does this, and you're just letting your people know about it. That's the other side of the joint ventures. It's not just your product going out to other people. It's you bringing other people's products to your people. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing off. I'll talk to you again very shortly. Bye-bye.